Warning, if you think Black lives don't matter, you may stop listening.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race him. That's that don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race him. That's that come in, please buy more. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas. Everybody playing, spinning.
Soon to be freshman in college, Michael Brown was shot and killed by a law enforcement officer on August 9th in 2014. Father of five, Eric Garner, was placed in a chokehold and died of asphyxiation on July 17th in 2014. Sandra Bland was arrested after a routine traffic stop on July 10th in 2015, and on July 13th in 2015, she was found dead in her jail cell. Her unfathomable death was ruled as a suicide. These were just three of the many recent deaths that brought awareness to Black lives and police brutality. My name is Marie Damus, and I'll be your host. This podcast is focused on the music that emerged during the Black Lives Matter movement. In this first song, J. Cole expresses his pain after the loss of Michael Brown. He also visited Ferguson in the aftermath of the grand jury's decision to not indict the officer responsible for Michael Brown's death.
And I'm in the now, and it don't take no x-ray to see right through my smile. I know I'll be on the go, and it ain't no drink out there that can numb my soul. Oh no, and all we wanna do is take the chains off. All we wanna do is break the chains off, man. All we wanna do is be free. All we wanna do is be free. All we wanna do is take the chains off. All we wanna do is break the chains off, man. All we wanna do is be free.
In this next track, Ace Hood reacts to the instances of police brutality. Ace Hood seems very angry in this track. He reflects on Ferguson, Eric Garner, and police brutality as a whole. He does not fail in letting the world know that we have to change.
Michael was shot in the street, murdered by fucking police. Sisters and brothers, the fathers, the mothers, the streets are beginning to weep. Innocent brothers who covered in color, it seemed like we die every week. Fuck it, I'm Malcolm X, my people in critical need of a speech. Should I be worried? Should I be worried to walk out the door? Please do not shoot me. Please do not shoot me, I'm going to the store. My mama be worried, she just expecting for me to come home. The world is too crazy, the reason my daughter gets schooling at home. Father forgive me, you know I be sinning. I woke up this morning, I'm panicking. Still can't believe it that Robin Williams, the suicide death was so troubling. People are dying, city of Ferguson started a riot. Shoot up another, they just want people afraid of the siren.
The following song is known as the I Can't Breathe song. This is a song that is used for protest, and it was made after the whole Eric Garner case. Celebrities went crazy for the song. They even recorded themselves singing it. Everyone was singing along.
I can't leave. We call it out the violence of these racist police. And we ain't gonna stop till our people are free. And we ain't gonna stop till our people are free. I still hear my brother crying, I can't breathe. So now I'm in the struggle singing, I can't leave. We call it out the violence of these racist police. And we ain't gonna stop till our people are free. We ain't gonna stop till our people are free.
This next song is called I Am Mike Brown by G-A-G-E. This song speaks for itself, so I'll just go ahead and let it play.
You took my son away from me. You know how hard it was for me to get him to stay in school and graduate. You know how many black men graduate? Not many. Because you bring them down to this type of level where they feel like they don't got nothing to live for anyway. anyway.
Usually I might clown, but right now, this one's for Mike Brown, so pipe down. We gotta stop all the rioting in the streets. We ain't doing nothing but proving we animals to police, Another child dies, another mother cries. Another neighborhood left with a whole bunch of whys. Why did they pursue him? Why, oh, why'd they have to shoot him? But I don't think that the answer is everybody looting. But forget that cop, he deserves state time. They let Zimmerman off, this cop ain't learned from Trayvon. I'm just sitting here dropping a little tear of knowledge. Cause Mike Brown ain't even lived to see a day of college. He would've started soon, it as an empty seat in class. All because of these demons hiding behind a badge. So screw that badge, screw your protection. And screw that law, carry your weapon. But some of these stores y'all looting is black owned. I know it's for a cause, but some of them still have families at home. It's not a black or white thing, it's about abusing the law. I can't imagine Dorian face when he saw Mike fall. My tears wetting the page while I'm writing this. I know y'all so in tune, if you're not, why you fighting it? Just let go, let your heart beat and never lose control. And God rest his soul, cause I am Mike Brown. I am Mike Brown.
This next song is called Water Got No Enemy by the Peace Poets. This song is said to be demanding an end to the criminalization of our communities, from stop and frisk to mass incarceration.
My name is Frank Graham. I'm the father of Ramona Graham, the 18-year-old young man that was killed in this house that I'm standing in front of by a member of the NYPD. We are demanding justice. And we're demanding a stop to the policy that is criminalizing men and women of color.
We're losing all humanity, they fire at our family. Our flow be the remedy, cause water got no enemy. Now I ain't commit no felony, what's that issue telling me? You don't know the man I plan to be, gotta go home to my family.
Why you talking shit? Stop that, stop it, frisk, cop. Popping clips, kids hit the dip, they pull up in the whip. Why you talking shit? Stop that, stop it, frisk, cop. Popping clips, kids hit the dip, they pull up in the whip.
I keep karma on my necklace and I never.
This song is a response to the growing concern over police brutality and murder in the United States. It is made by Ali Shahid Muhammad.
Speaking from the heart, more than a form of black art, but this ain't magic, it's tragic. The gravity of police brutality is quite psychopathic. My demographics are erratic and scholastic. Send us angels with compassion, not a thirst for thrashing. Where is the love we're all asking? Up above the law, we see the masking. You don't get off that easy. Look into my eyes, see me, be me. Hear the mothers cry, weakly, deeply. Tears of others try to conceal this routinely. Y'all must be crazy or lazy. We're a nation united, we exemplify bravery. Peace, equality, and liberty. My life matters, you won't diminish me. More justice, less quintessence.
Put your hands up for me, wishing on a four leaf. How can I be safe when I'm running from the police? I'm with the man.
The next thing I'm going to play for you is a little bit of spoken word. The author is Javon Johnson. He speaks about a conversation he had with his nephew. The piece will show you how his nephew reacts when he sees a cop, and Javon Johnson will further explain how he feels about this particular reaction.
So I'm driving down the street with my 4-year-old nephew. He knocking back a juice box. Me, a Snapple. Today, y'all, we are doing manly shit. I love watching the way his mind works. He asks a million questions. Uncle, why is the sky blue? Uncle, how do cars go? Uncle, why don't dogs talk? Uncle, uncle, uncle. He asks uncle, uncle, uncle. He asks uncle, uncle, uncle. As if his voice box is a warped record, I try my best to answer every question I do. I say it's because the way the sun lights up the outer space, it's because engines make the wheels go, it's because their minds aren't quite like ours. I say yes, no, no, yes, no, yes, no. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we laugh. He smiles, looks out the window, spots a cop car, drops his seat and says, oh man, uncle, 5-0, we gotta hide. I'll be honest. I'm not happy with the way we raise our black boys. Don't like the fact that he learned to hide from the cops well before he knew how to read. Angrier that his survival depends more on his ability to deal with authorities than it does his own literacy. Get up, I yell at him. In this car, in this family, we are not afraid of the law. I wonder if he can hear the uncertainty in my voice. Is today the day he learns that uncle is willing to lie to him? That I'm more human than I am hero. We both know the truth is far more complex than do not hide. Both know too many black boys who disappeared, names lost. Know too many Trayvon Martins, Oscar Grants, and Abner Louimas. Know too many Sean Bells and Amadou Diallos. Know too well that we are the hard-boiled sons of Emmett Till still. We both know it's not about whether or not the shooter is racist. It's about how poor black boys are treated as problems well before we're treated as people. Black boys in this country cannot afford to play cops and robbers if we're always considered the latter. Don't have the luxuries of playing war if we're already in one. Where I'm from, seeing cop cars drive down the street feels a lot like low-flying planes in New York City. Where I'm from, routine traffic stops are more like minefields. Any wrong move could very well mean your life. And how do I look my nephew in his apple face and tell him to be strong when we both know black boys who are murdered every day simply for standing up for themselves? I take him by the hand. I say be strong. I tell him, I say be smart. Be kind and polite. Know your laws. Be aware of how quickly your hand moves to pocket for wallet or ID. Be more aware of how quickly an officer's hand moves to holster for gun. Be black. Be a boy. Have fun. Because this world will force you to become a man far more quickly than you'll ever have to need to. He lets go of my hand, but uncle, he asks. Uncle, what happens if the cop is really mean? And it scares me to know that he, like so many other black boys, is getting ready for a war I can't prepare him for.
We gather here in memory of beautiful children.
He came into the cafeteria and you could hear shotguns going off.
I've never seen so many dead people in my life.
This next song is a song by Snoop Lion, formerly known as Snoop Dogg, Corey, daughter of Snoop Dogg, and Drake. This song is basically trying to get its audience to put the guns down. Too many lives were taken by a bullet. Snoop Lion and his daughter, along with Drake, worked together to get their points across. Drake mentions two people who were shot at a block party. It was known as one of the worst shootings in Toronto. This song advocates for peace.
No guns are allowed in here tonight. We're gonna have a free for all, no fights. I wanna get lost in the crowd in here tonight. I need to hear my thoughts, turn the music up loud.
Let the music play. No more, no more gunplay. When the bodies hit the ground, there's nothing left to say. We don't want to see no more innocent bloodshed. We don't want to see no more youth dead.
Yeah. News from back home, this when it hurts to be gone. Two more young names to be carved out of stone. One summer day that went horribly wrong. Got my dog on the phone, crying and saying to leave him alone. But I'm not leaving his side. I know that somebody died, somebody's child. Some people duck down and some people hide. Some people just cannot react in time. Bullets do not choose a victim, it is a shooter that picks them. They just can't wait to get you in the system. The district attorney could use a conviction. Told you no guns and then you didn't listen. Life is so heavy with that on your soul. Dedicate this to Cheyenne and Josh and pour something out for the lives that they stole.
Once again, my name is Marie Damus, and I'd just like to take the time out to thank you for listening to this podcast. Remember, Black Lives Matter all the time.